And now this is a dictation for Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, April 8, 47. Address as a letter to Dr. Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, Gunnell, G-U-N-N-E-L-L, 802-5029. Dear Dr. Gunnell, a follow-up for Mrs. Bauer, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, history of bladder cancer without recurrence, low sodium concentration, last visit in May. Complaining of feeling dizzy, emergency room visit, negative workup for heart infection or bleeding. She blames these to medications, beta blockers and diltiazem. A year ago, cardiology, Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N, decreased the beta blocker from 50 twice a day to 25 twice a day. She's off lisinopril, same dose of diltiazem. Otherwise, weight appetite is stable. She's been having some off and on sudden onset of diaphoresis, not related to eating or few hours after, can happen at any point in time, including at night. No associated chest pain palpitations, no associated dyspnea, nausea, vomiting, or bowel changes, no lightheadedness, no focal deficit, etiology is not clear. Other review system otherwise is negative. She follows with lung specialist, although she questions her inhalers that she doesn't notice any symptoms. Next paragraph, I review medications. I'm going to highlight that she is off the lisinopril. Metoprolol already down to 25 milligrams twice a day on diltiazem 240. Cholesterol treatment, thyroid replacement, medications, Ativan and Risperdal with her anxiety, narcotics for pain control, Aldactone and Xarelto. Next paragraph, today blood pressure was 120 over 70 on the left side, the sitting position is standing 114.80. 2 minutes later, the same, 114.80. No respiratory distress, alert oriented sign 3, normal speech. For the most part, respiratory, cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no major edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry. Creatinine October 1.17, she has fluctuated as high as 1.2, 1.3, as low as 0.9. Present GFR 48 stage 3, low sodium 135, elevated potassium 5.1, normal acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, clinically stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Next number, history of bladder carcinoma without recurrence, no gross hematuria. Next number, congestive heart failure, preserved ejection fraction. Next number, aortic insufficiency, clinically stable. Next number, negative stress testing, May of this year. Next number, relatively low sodium and high potassium, not symptomatic, minor, does not require changes. Next number, anxiety disorder on treatment. Next number, etiology of diaphoresis unclear, no associated symptoms. I don't believe appears to be related to cardiovascular or cerebrovascular event, and there is no associated GI symptoms. Next number, she has fatigue and poor exercise tolerance. I'm decreasing the metoprolol to 25 milligrams once a day. She's taking metoprolol short-acting. She already has a good dose of diltiazem. She remains on anticoagulation with Xarelto and Al Dacton. She's not on any diuretics. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.